Ready, Commission? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 9th, 2012. We'll begin this meeting today with a invocation that will be led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Commissioner Alfred. Y'all stand, please.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and hearts, that we may say and do the things that we do. Thank you.
Say a pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve an offer from Danny Elrod for the purchase of real property to be the site for the elevated water storage tank for the West Jefferson County Municipal Water District in the amount of $20,000, and that project is funded by the Texas Department of Rural Affairs grant administered by the GLO, and this is the Hurricane Ike disaster grant. And this is done pursuant to Commissioner's Court approval for voluntary acquisition of real property that we passed back on January 10th of 2011. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number one for the DD6 pipeline replacement for Kinder Morgan construction phase with Boots Smith for extra cross from reserve equipment due to the pipelines being pumped down to 60 PSI as advised by Kinder Morgan site representative for safety and for additional environmental protection. This is a change in the amount of $20,350, which reflects a cumulative change of 1.38% in the total contract price. This is another project that's funded by Hurricane Ike disaster grants. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number two for that same project in the for the relocation of the HDD drilling rig due to a box sag in the existing pipe at the proposed tie-in location. That's a change of $114,962.52, which represents a cumulative change of 7.72% in total contract price. And item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for digital conversion of microfilm images and indexing of official public records for the Jefferson County Clerk with Manatron Incorporated. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Let the record reflect that Commissioner Senegal was out of town today. Moving on to County Commissioners, item A can be tabled because of the weather's been favorable. Item B is to receive and file access road easement agreement between Jefferson County and Santana Interstate Pipeline, LLC. Item C is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement with Jefferson County, the City of Nederland, and the City of Port Neches regarding the reconstruction of Avenue H. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Child Abuse Prevention Month in Jefferson County. That will not be read today, but will be read Wednesday or Thursday at the Beaumont Police Department. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Sexual Assault Awareness Month in Jefferson County. Item F is to consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations for the Andy Roddick Beaumont Tennis Events. Item G is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Ricky Thompson, Agricultural and Natural Resources Agent, to attend the Texas County Agricultural Agents Association Professional Development Tour in Oregon, May 13th through 18th, 2012. The registration of $250, mileage to and from Bush Intercontinental Airport, and perhaps meals are the only cost to the county, and is previously budgeted under the Agricultural Department's travel budget. And by addendum, item H is to consider authorizing county judge to execute a contract with Provost and Humphrey Law Firm LLP and Mr. Jimmy Williams et al. To investigate potentially make claim for and bring suit in connection with claims by the county related to the BP oil spill. Do I have a motion on that, those items?
I'll second, Judge, and if you would, probably elaborate a little bit on H for us, please.
Yeah, I will. Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Was approached by the law firms about a week ago, had some discussions. Apparently, in the class action treatment of BP oil spill, only four, the residents of four counties in the state of Texas are eligible to be in that class action. That'd be Orange, Jefferson, Chambers, and Galveston counties. We have one of the most, one of the busiest areas in along the coast so far as offshore oil and gas exploration and fishing and shrimping. And as a result of the decline in those activities, they believe that we may have suffered some lost revenues that are traditionally associated with that. And so they're going to investigate that. I did ask them, which they have accommodated us, I asked them to change their contract in one way, and that is to provide that before filing suit on the county's behalf, that they will come back to the court and let us know what their investigation has revealed. And they changed the contract in that way so that no lawsuit will be filed until such time as we have an idea of what our damages are, and no claim will be brought. Any other questions? We do have representatives of the law firms here if they're.
That satisfied my questions. Thank you, Judge.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And at this time, Ms. Cheryl Williams is here. Somebody. We have a proclamation. And reads as follows. Whereas Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month is intended to draw attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and has public health implications for every community member of Jefferson County, and whereas rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment impact our community as seen by statistics indicating that 1 in 5 women will experience sexual assault by the time they complete college, and whereas we must work together to educate our community about what can be done to prevent sexual assault and how to support survivors, and whereas staff and volunteers of anti-violence programs in Jefferson County encourage every person to speak out when witnessing acts of violence, however small, and whereas with leadership, dedication, and encouragement, there is compelling evidence that we can be successful in reducing sexual violence in Jefferson County through prevention, education, increased awareness, and holding perpetrators who commit acts of violence responsible for their actions. And whereas Jefferson County strongly supports the efforts of national, state, and local partners and of every citizen to actively engage in public and private efforts, including conversations about what sexual violence is, how to prevent it, how to help survivors connect with services, and how every segment of our society can work together to better address sexual violence. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the month of April 2012 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month in Jefferson County, and we join all anti-sexual violence advocates and support services programs in the belief that all community members must be part of the solution to end sexual violence.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here.
We could not do any of the services, provide any of the services that we provide without the great community collaboration we have here in Jefferson County. I'd like to thank Cindy Fortita, who is our education person. She's primarily responsible for getting the word out, working with TASA, Texas Association Against Sexual Assault, all of our individuals in the community that work with us through collaboration. But even more than that, we couldn't do it without the Commissioner's Court's assistance. So thank you very much.
Thank you all for being here. Let's know if there's any other thing we can do to help. Okay, moving on to items under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve budget transfer for Ag Extension that eliminates an open agricultural agent position and increases extra helpline item in the amount of $30,292. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for building grounds in the amount of $7,000. Item C is to consider and approve revised intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont for the 2008 Port Security Grant Program. Jefferson County acts as a fiduciary agent for the distribution of those funds to all the other local governmental entities. Item D is to receive and file a financial and operating statements for the month ending February 29, 2012. Item E is to receive and file special purpose financial statements for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice Community Justice Assistance Division funds for the period ending August 31st, 2011. And item F is to consider and approve out-of-state travel for Sheriff's Office for three officers to attend National Narcotic Detector Dog Association training in Vicksburg, Mississippi on April 28th through May 5th of 2012. And finally, item G is for regular county bills, check numbers 365373 through 365609. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under county treasurer, the sole item there is to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file amendment to the Jefferson County Investment Policy and Procedures to change Section 3.06 to read, no investment shall have a legal stated maturity of more than 36 months, and Section 7.0202 under direct investments to read, obligations of the United States or its agencies or instrumentalities with a legal stated maturity of no more than 36 months. I have a motion on that item. Been moved and seconded. The reason for that is that previously our policy provided that we would not go out on our investments to a maturity in excess of 24 months. However, the yields on those investments are so miserable right now, somewhere around 25 to 35 basis points, or 20, so less than 1/3 of 1%. And by extending the yield an additional year out to 3 years, we can double that investment return essentially up to around 75 basis points or 3/4 of 1%, which is not that great, but we do invest a significant amount of money. My main concern when Mr. Funches and I first started talking about it was that you know, everybody sees how much gas prices are going up and prices at the grocery store are going up, and we've got some inflationary pressures. And I was concerned that those inflationary pressures would cause the Federal Reserve to hike interest rates, and we would then have less valuable investments if we needed to have any liquidity. However, everyone that Mr. Funches has spoken to and everyone that I've spoken to expects a flat yield curve through 2014. So I guess we go on forward. Any other discussion of any of those issues? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under Sheriff's Department, item A is to receive and file an interlocal cooperation agreement between Jefferson County, Burnett County, and LaSalle Corrections over the housing of prisoners. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that completes the formal portion of our agenda. Is there anything that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public?
Judge, I know that the City of Beaumont is participating in a trash out this coming Saturday. Anybody that would like to participate in the county would certainly encourage them to do so. It's just to help beautify our community, whether it be in the city or the county or the state of Texas. So anybody would like to volunteer, please contact the City of Beaumont, or they can call the precinct and we'll help them get them lined out on some cleanup projects if they're so inclined to do so. Thank you.
And also, while you're on that, Commissioner, Southeast Texas Regional Planning this month will be doing that collection of waste material at Ford Park. So that's also something we'll bring to you, a date and time for that.
Yeah, I can't remember if it's April 8th. I think it's April 28th. But collection of hazardous materials like batteries and paints and things of that nature. All right. If nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today.
I'm going to take all those interlopers from you once you sign.
Okay.